The report, titled Uncertainty Upstream, Potential Threats from Tailings Facility Failures in Northern British Columbia, quantifies what could be at stake. The BC First Nations Energy and Mining Council lists watersheds, communities, and salmon habitat that could be affected by tailings facilities that are upstream from Southeast Alaska. The tailings dam system for mine waste management is facing a lot of criticism after a dam at the Mount Polly mine in central BC collapsed last summer. It spilled millions of gallons of waste into Canadian waterways. BC First Nations Energy and Mining Council CEO Dave Porter says this report is a follow-up to an expert panel's findings about the cause of last summer's dam breach.
Given the state of the regulatory legal framework governing the mining industry here in British Columbia, the panel said we can expect two more such failures in the next decade. Well, from our perspective, that's unacceptable. So we believe that it is the responsibility of government, industry, and our communities to prepare for such an eventuality.
So his organization created this report as a resource tool to help communities understand what the potential risks are to nearby watersheds and fish populations. According to the report, there are 35 tailings ponds from the Mount Polly mine up to the Yukon border. More than 200 communities in mainland BC could be affected by a failure. The study doesn't list towns in Southeast Alaska, but it does include rivers that flow into Alaskan waters. Three tailings dams are upriver from Wrangell and Petersburg. Two tailings dams are in the Unic River watershed, which empties near Ketchikan. There's a tailings dam that could eventually affect the Juneau area, and one that could impact Haines and Skagway. Southeast Alaskans worry BC mines could destroy salmon and other wildlife that many people depend on for subsistence and income. The study finds 80% of king and sockeye salmon freshwater habitat in the region is either downstream of a tailings facility or would require migrating through a potential contaminant flow path. The same is true for about half of coho, chum, and pink salmon habitat. The report calls for some changes in BC's approach to mining. The Energy and Mining Council asks for more involvement of Indigenous communities in the mine planning process and for more long-term economic benefits to settlements affected by mining. It also asks for an emphasis on protecting entire watersheds and to create a pool of money to help with cleanup in the event of a tailings dam failure. Karina Brigno is CEO of the Mining Association of British Columbia. She says laws are already in place to deal with almost all of those requests.
What the recommendation is from the panel is doing and what this report is doing is I think it's enhancing the opportunity that we have as an industry to have those conversations at a more local level.
As BC's mining boom continues, more mines with tailings ponds are planned for the region. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.